平安弟兄姊妹，好，我们就抓紧时间开始我们下面的聚会。那请我们还是一开始的时候低头，我们做一个祷告。我们的父亲，我们感谢你，把你的儿女召聚在你的跟前，主啊，向我们再次来打开你的心，让我们看见你心中的宝贝。主啊，我们愿意在这里把我们的心也举起来，当作宝座让给你。愿我们的主来登你的宝座，愿我们荣耀的主来到我们的中间，在我们的心中掌王权做宝座。主啊，我们把我们的心完全的归给你。愿今天下午这段时间是一个打开，是你把天打开，主啊，向我们开启，主啊，让我们看见你的心意。主啊，我们愿意更多的认识你。我们求主圣灵在这里做工，主啊，在这里自由的运行，主啊，在里边开启，让我们看见主耶稣基督的荣耀，是吧？让我们看见你所要我们要看见的，毫无保留，是吧？愿主你在这里使用你的仆人，释放你的话语，是吧？对我们的心来说话，是吧？我们愿意你生命的话语来改变我们，是吧？来摸着我们，是吧？来得着我们，是吧？愿我们这一生因着听见你的话语，我们就不再回头，是吧？我们要一直跟随你，是吧？直到永生，是吧？我们感谢你。听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督宝贵的圣名，阿门。
还没有讲今天的题目之前呢，还是先说一点，先解答一点问题。
Before I start today's topic, I want to answer a little questions.
因为昨天晚上，聚完会之后，晚饭的时候呢，有一位姊妹就问我说：“那你讲的天国到底是指什么说的？”
Yesterday after the meeting at dinner.A sister came to ask me, what do you mean by the kingdom of heaven?
你讲的国度到底指的是今天世上的国度呢，还是指的千年国呢？
What is the kingdom that you're talking about? Is it referring to the kingdom on this earth, or it is the kingdom to come?
我就想啊，大概昨天晚上我讲的是，太模糊了。
So I realized I didn't make it clear yesterday.
所以让弟兄姊妹有这样的这个有这样的问题。
That's why brothers and sisters have such questions.
所以我在聚会之前呢，我就先讲一点，先解答这个问题。
So before the meeting, I will explain this question.
讲一点呢国度的概念。
And to talk about the concept of the kingdom.
到底。这个国度是指什么说呢？
What is this kingdom referring to?
昨天下午曾经和弟兄们讲过，想到那个神的国。
Yesterday I mentioned about the kingdom of God.
就是神掌权的范围。
It is the dominion of God.
我们知道我们的神是永远的神。
We know our God is an eternal one.
他从永远到永远在那作王，在那掌权。
From everlasting to everlasting, he reigns.
他管理所有一切的世界。
He's in control of everything.
那么整个的宇宙都在他的管理之下。
The entire universe is under his wing.
他不仅创造了宇宙万有。
Not only he created the universe.
并且他用全能的命令管理的宇宙万有。
Also he reigned over the universe by his power.
所以这可以说这一个整个这一个大的那个宇宙万有都是一个神的国。
You can tell that the entire universe is his kingdom.
因为是神在那掌权管理着一切事情。
Because God is in control of everything.
那么虽然是在神的国度当中有一些是背叛的。
Even though some of the kingdom is rebellious.
不顺服神的管理。
They are not obedient to God's reign.
那么我们大家都知道，无论天上地上都有一些的人，都有一些人是有一些人和天使。
there are some angels and other creatures on earth and in heaven.
他们没有是顺服神。
They are not obedient to God.
虽然他们没有顺服神。
Even though they are not obedient.
但是他们仍然在神的管制之下。
But they are still under the dominion of God.
那不引导他们不顺服，好像神就管不着他们了。
Not because they are obedient that God cannot take control them.
他们仍然在神的管制之下。
They are still under control.
那么所以神的国没有改变。
So the kingdom of God is never changing.
不过呢，当中有一些问题就是了。
But there is some little problem.
但是，这个除了这一些那个背叛神、不肯顺服神的人之外
，Apart from the rebellious portion，
在历史历代都有一些人，他们是顺服神的。
Through all generations, there are those who are obedient.
他们是服在神的权柄之下。
They subject to the authority of God.
顺服神所给他们一切的带领。
And obey all the leadings of them.
所以神就能够照着他的心意做工在他们的身上。
That's why God can do His work in their life.
他要使这一般人能够成为有了神儿子的形象。
He will mold those people into the likeness of His Son.
那么这是在神的国的里面呢，这样的一种的情形。
This is the condition of the kingdom of God.
那么不知道过了多少的时间。
And for many years.
有一天，我们主耶稣基督到地上来。
One day our Lord Jesus came to this world.
当他还没有来之前呢，就差遣一个使者施洗约翰先到地上了，见了先出生，先到地上。
Before he arrived, he sent his forerunner John the Baptist.
施洗约翰就在那传讲那个神天国的事。
And John the Baptist started to proclaim the kingdom of heaven.
他头一句话就是天国近了，所以你们应当悔改。
He said that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You shall repent.
那不仅是应当人的罪应当悔改，应当人背叛神应当回转，应当远离神应当回转。
Not only they need to return to God because of their sin, they're falling away.
就是应当天国来已经近了，所以他们应当天国的缘故要回转。
But also because the kingdom of heaven is near, so they shall repent for the kingdom.
那么这是施洗约翰所传讲的信息。
This is the message of John the Baptist.
那施洗约翰主要的信息就是讲天国。
That is the main message of John the Baptist.
那跟看见天国已经近了。
Of heaven, because the kingdom is near.
悔改。
So you shall repent.
当然，这个悔改是对人的一个要求。
Repentance is a requirement.
天国近了，这是一个大喜的信息。
The kingdom of heaven is near is a great glad tidings.
那为什么他说天国近了呢？
Why shall he say? Why did he say kingdom is near?
神的儿子，我们主耶稣基督到地上来。
That's because the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is coming.
他就把那天呢带到地上。
He has brought heaven down to earth.
那么在地上啊，就有天的管制。
So on earth there is this reign of heaven.
那么这个就是天国。
This is the kingdom of heaven.
从主耶稣来的时候呢，就天国来了。
Started with the arriving of Lord Jesus.
不过呢，主耶稣他是天国的君王，还没有显现出来。
But as the king of the kingdom, he hasn't appeared yet.
所以施洗约翰说天国近了。
That's why.John the Baptist says the kingdom is near.
他是王，不过这王是隐藏的。
He's the king, but the king is hidden.
差不多隐藏了相当长的一段时间。
For a long time, he's hidden.
那么，这个等到施洗约翰，他这个主耶稣那个在施洗约翰那受过浸之后。
After the Lord Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist.
主耶稣也起来在那儿传扬那个天国的福音。
And the Lord also rose up and proclaimed the kingdom of heaven.
他也讲到说天国近了，所以你们应当悔改。
He also said that the kingdom of heaven is near at hand. You shall repent.
主耶稣既然是把天国带到地上来了。
Now that the Lord has brought in the kingdom of heaven.
他又是天国的君王。
And he is the king of the kingdom.
他应该说天国已经到了。
He shall say that the kingdom has arrived.
所以你们应当悔改。
So that you shall repent.
但是他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
But he said also the kingdom is near.
因为那时候在天国里只有君王。
Because at that time there is only king.
而没有人民。
But there is no citizen.
虽然有君王有土地，没有人民还不能成为一个国家。
Even though you have the king, the land, but there's no citizen.
只等到主耶稣到了一般人门徒。 召了一般人
until the Lord has called
这一般人做主耶稣的门徒
a group of people to be his
他们就来跟随主耶稣基督
they start to follow the Lord
这一般人他们就服在主的权柄之下
this group of people subject themselves to the Lord
接受主的带领
accepting his leading
主要他们身上做工要把他们磨成神儿子的形象
so the Lord is working in their life to mold them into the image of son of God
那不只是有君王也有人民也有徒弟
Now you have both the king, the land, and the citizen.
那天国已经在地上开始了。
So the kingdom of heaven has started on earth.
所以，这个使徒约翰，到末了的时候。
So near the end of John the Baptist's life.
所以就说，天国是奴隶进入的，奴隶的人就得到了。
The Lord says the kingdom of heaven suffers a violence, and the violent people.
那天国已经在这个地方。
The kingdom of heaven is
你们可以得到这天国
you can enter
你们可以抓住这天国
you can take hold of
你们可以进到天国这里面
enter it.
但是这天国是奴隶的人得到
but only those who are violent can enter it.
因为天国是奴隶天国是奴隶奴隶的人就得到
because only those people who pay the price
所以天国已经在哪里了
so the kingdom of heaven is there
那就是从主耶稣基督降生之后头一次降生天国就开始了
That started with the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ
那么经过了一段长的时间
So after a long period of time
在我们来看呢是在我们的感觉来说是相当长
In our feeling, our estimation is a long time
到现在呢我们还在这一段时期里头
We are still in this period of time
我们这个主耶稣还没有再来
Our Lord Jesus hasn't come back yet.
但是在主来看呢，并不是很长。
But in eyes of the Lord, it's only a short time.
弟兄一直讲到说，主必快来。
Our brother shared about the Lord's coming back soon.
我已经起身了，我就马上就到了。
And when he started, and he will arrive very soon.
那在主的感觉里头不是很长。
So in his feeling, in his estimation,
你知道他是看千年如一日的。
No, he counted thousand years as one day.
一日如千年的。
And one day as a.
所以在主的感觉里头不是一段长的日子。
So in God's eyes, it's not a long time.
在我们感觉里是相当长的。
But for us, it is a long time.
那主为什么要用这样一段长的时间？
Why would the Lord use such a long period of time?
一直都没有在第二次再来。
And delaying his second return.
他虽然这样应许。
Even though he promised,
他去了还要再来。
And he's gone, but he's
但是这些事情是都一直都没有实现。
But this thing hasn't realized.
当然，我们弟兄告诉我们说，是因着新妇还没有装饰整齐。
Brother told us that it's because the bride is not ready.
说不是他那个不是我们等候他，而是他等候我们。
It's not that we are waiting for him, but
所以他要在我们这班人身上做工。
So that he's working in
那是我们这一班那死的石头都变得活的石头
and we make our as from dead stone to living stone
并且把我们建造起来成为一个灵宫
build us up as a spiritual house
也叫我们奉献神所纳的灵也说神所悦纳的灵祭
so we can offer the spiritual sacrifice that's pleasing to God
在彼得前书第二章第九节也说到你们是被拣选的族类
In First Peter chapter 2, verse 9, it says,
那我们这一班人是主所拣选出来的。
And we are chosen by God.
那是在创立世界以前他就拣选了我们。
Even before the foundation of the world.
那么到了时候，那主的拣选就临到我们的身上。
And the time arrives that election,
你们是被拣选的族类。
Then we are the chosen race.
那就说和世人不一样的。
We are different from the world.
那世界主是把我们从世人当中拣选出来的。
The Lord has chosen us out of the world.
我想我们大家都懂得什么叫拣选。
I believe brothers and sisters understand what means by chosen.
比方你到百货公司去买东西的话呢
？If you go to a department store to shop.
你不会一下子把所有的东西都买来。
You will not buy everything you want.
你要拣选你所需要的。
You have to choose.
就是你所需要当中呢，虽然有好，也有好多好多东，好好好多好多东，好多件。
And even the things you like, you need, there are many pieces you can choose.
你可能拣选一件，拣选两件。
You may choose one or two pieces.
那么这一两件呢，是你是说是要使用、要用的。
And those the things you need.
你就把它拣出来，把它付了钱呢，把它买回来了。
You will choose from them. You pay the price.
那这是拣选的主，拣选的。
That's why we're called a chosen race.
那么主为什么拣选我们这样一般人呢
？Why our Lord would choose us?
这个实在是我是百思不得一解呀、啊。
And this is actually something.
我常常想主为什么拣选我
？I often ask why the Lord.
那实在是我什么都不行。
I cannot do anything.
那么这既然是这样一个人呢，为什么拣选他
？And God, why would God choose this person?
又出生在一个拜偶像的家庭里面。
And the brother was born in a family that worship idols.
那从小啊就是。跟着家里人来拜偶像
and worship idols from young age.
那么虽然是长大了一点
even though grown up later,
那知道这些偶像都是假的
and know those, idols are
都是欺骗人的
they are deception.
所以从那时候开始对这些偶像、啊、完全弃绝了
from then on, he forsake,
但是家里的仍然是拜偶像
but the family were still worshiping
我就非常厌烦这些偶像
I despise, those,
也厌烦那些的那个拜偶像的人
and also abhor those
从心里头非常厌烦
from my heart,
就那时候根本我什么这个无论是真神假神，那我们这个没有这个把神所有那个神的观念完全从我里头去掉了。
So I get rid of all the conception, all the ideas about God.
这样一直到中学。
Until in middle school.
像这样一个人呢，那主为什么拣选我
？A person like this, why would the Lord choose me?
那我的行为来说也不好。
And my deeds are not.
我的那个我的学问来说也不好。
My school work is not good.
在各方面都是那个都是不好的。
Every aspect, I'm not a good.
像这样一个人，主为什么拣选
？Why would the
有许多比我好的。
There are many people better than me.
有许多比我聪明的。
They are smarter.
也有许多他们是那个行为非常还比我好的。
Well, they have very good deeds.
但是主没有拣选。
But God didn't choose them.
那么主拣选我们每一个人，我们都觉得这是非常。奇妙的一件事。
Every one of us who are chosen by God feel this is a marvelous thing.
没有别的原因，只能说是主怜悯我们。
There's no other reason. We can only say out of His mercy.
所以他就把我们从拣选出来。
So God has chosen us.
你们是被拣选的族类。
You are a chosen generation.
他也把我们做到一个地步，使我们成为君尊的祭司。
And He will make us into a royal priesthood.
成为属神的，成为圣洁的国度。
To become a holy nation.
也成为属神的子民。
And also people.
就叫我们这一班人宣扬啊，在能照我们出黑暗入奇妙光明的那美德。
So that we may proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness.
他不仅把他儿子在那儿。托付给我们
Not only he committed his son to us,
并且让他儿子我们身上能够彰显出来
so that we also manifest his son from us,
使我们成为他的见证
so become his testimony.
那这些事情啊就是住在我们这在我们身上做的一切的工作
This is the works that the Lord is doing in our life.
反正做到一个地步
He will work to us,
那使我们能够达到完全
then we will make us
那就是了那个新妇装饰整齐了
That is when the bride is ready.
那值得我们知道这个不晓得要多长久的时间
We do not know how long it will take.
那以弗所书告诉我们说使我们成为圣洁没有瑕疵
And the Ephesians tell us we will become perfect without blemish,
毫无玷污
without any blemish.
但是成为一个荣耀的教会
and become a glorious church.
那这样才能和主相配
and so we can match with the Lord.
所以知道到这种情形啊，那主才能够来。
And only when we reach such a condition,
那么主要在我们历史历代，在这一班属神的人身上，在这一班他所拣选的人身上做这样奇妙的工作。
And the Lord has been doing such marvelous work.
但是你知道，我们这些人都是很难办的一班人。
But you know we are very hard to deal.
当主在我们身上做工的时候了，我们总是觉得我们不愿意。
And when the Lord starts his working, we are not willing.
我们有我们自己思想，有我们自己的意念。
We have our own thoughts, our own
有我们自己喜好，有我们自己的拣选。
是主
在我们身上常常是在那儿碰钉子。
So our Lord often meet resistance.
我们大家都知道，圣灵在我们里头是恩膏。
We know the Holy Spirit is the anointing.
这个恩膏在我们的凡事上教训我们。
The anointing is teaching us in everything.
但是多少时候我们顺服恩膏的教训？
How many times are we obedient?
许多时候我们是悖逆的。
Many times we are rebellious.
我们是拒绝的。
We are resisting.
我们是在那里这个轻看的。
We are despising him.
所以主的要做工作，但是他。这不大不容易。
So it's difficult for the Lord to work in our lives.
为这个缘故呢，所以要在我们身上成全神的旨意，要相当长的一段时间。
For this reason, in order to fulfill God's will, it will take time.
但是我们主实在是非常的有忍耐。
Our Lord is truly patient.
他忍耐着做工在我们身上。
With patience, He worked.
那么做不好了之后呢，他再重新再做。
If it didn't work well, then he will start working again.
就好像那窑匠啊，把泥做出一个器皿做不好了，那他就那把还用这块泥啊再来做。
Just like a potter work the clay, he will make a vessel.
等到他的工作能成就在我们的身上。
And work the dough into a vessel again and again.
所以需要一段相当长的时间。
That's why it takes a long time.
但是我们都盼望我们主早一点回来。
We all desire our Lord come back soon.
但是因着我们的光景的缘故呢，就拦住了主施主啊，就能够早很快的回来。
But our conditions has actually delayed the Lord.
虽然像弟兄说的，主说我必快来，我必快来。
Even though our brother shared the Lord desires to come back soon.
但是他有这样心愿。
He has this desire.
有这样心意。
He has this will.
他实在是愿意回来。
He indeed desires to come back.
他实在是愿意那接我们到他那里去。
He desires to take us.
但是看看我们的光景啊，还不行。
But he sees our conditions and is not ready.
还需要忍耐。
He still needs patience.
还需要等候。
He needs to wait.
虽然迟延。
Even though he delays.
还要等候。
He has to wait.
所以主在我们身上继续在这等候着我们。
So the Lord continues to wait for us.
那这样就花了相当长的时间。
That's why it takes such a long time.
但是无论如何，主的旨意总会要成就的。
But the Lord will be done.
到了时候，他的旨意成全的时候。
When his will is accomplished.
他就要再来了。
He will come back.
那不仅是到大门口、二门、三门，就得见面面对面了。
Not only at the doors, but we'll come to our living
room. 那一天我们就遇见了我们的主。
And that day we will meet with our Lord.
那就是主耶稣第二次再来。
That is the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
这一次再来，实在是我们心里所盼望的。
And this thing is truly our heart's desire.
也是我们所等候。
And it's what we are waiting for.
当主来的时候，当主第二次再来的时候，
When the Lord comes the second time,
神的旨意咱们身上就成全了。
The will of God is fulfilled in our lives.
那么主在地上就得到了就得到国度。
On the earth, the Lord has gained.
世上的国就成了我主耶稣基督的国。
All the nations of the world has become the kingdom of the Lord Jesus.
他要做王，直到永永远远。
He will be king forever.
这是主来的时候。
That's when
他不仅是在神在这教会里头作王，
他
也在以色列中间人作王。
He will also be the king over Israel.
那么这些成为神的国度，
so、the kingdom
他在国度里头在作王。
He will be king.
所以当主耶稣第二次再来。
Until his second return,
那个就是国度开始了。
That's the beginning of the kingdom of heaven.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹能够知道，我这样讲啊，会不会啰嗦一点
？Brothers, sisters, I don't know if you can understand.
先是神的国。
The first is the kingdom of God.
然后主耶稣来的时候就把天国带下来了。
When the Lord came the first time,
这个天国就是在神的国里的一部分。
So kingdom of heaven is part of the God.
那么这一部分都是。他神所拣选的一般，主所拣选的一般人。
It is among those who are chosen by God.
主在这一般人身上，在一直来做工。
And God continues to work in those.
我们知道，这就知道教会说的。
We know this is referring to the church.
那么知道那主的工作成全了。
Until the work of God is complete.
主第二次再来。
So the Lord comes the second time.
第二次来时候了，就把国度带进来了。
When he comes in, he will bring in the kingdom.
所以国度乃是天国过去之后，就国度进来了。
So after the kingdom of heaven, then the kingdom will come.
那么有了国度，国度是多少时间呢？
How long is that kingdom?
那国度有一千年之久。
That kingdom has a thousand years.
所以又称作千年国。
That's why it's called the millennium.
等到说千年国过去之后怎么样呢？
After the millennial kingdom, what will happen?
过去之后就变成新天新地。
And it will become the new heaven.
那就是新耶路撒冷。
New Jerusalem.
那我们就可以进到天堂里头去了。
Then we can enter into heaven.
那所以我们这进谈天堂呢，还不是不能那么快。
So it's not that quick that we can enter into heaven.
我们还需要经过一个国度的。
We have to go through a kingdom.
无论是我们得胜的或者失败的。
Whether we are overcomers or not,
我们都需要那个经过那国度一千年之久的时间。
All of us has to go through a thousand years of the kingdom.
我们知道当主再来的时候，不仅是在地上建立他的国度。
When the Lord comes, not only to establish His kingdom on earth,
并且他也在审判他的教会。
He also will judge His church.
因为我们的主耶稣他是公义的。
Because our Lord Jesus, He is just.
虽然我们不再受那个白色大宝座的审判。
Even though we are no longer judged in front of the great white throne.
那是关系到永生和永死的审判。
That is a judgment for eternal life or eternal punishment.
而且主他为我们担当了罪人。
Thanks to God, our Lord has
替我们受到这审判。
Born this punishment.
我们这许多相信主的人、蒙恩得救人，我们都不再经过白色大宝座的审判。
So those of us who have believed in the Lord, we no longer go through the white great white throne.
我们完全免掉了。
But this we have been.
但是呢，还有一个审判。
But there's another judgment.
那个叫做神家里的审判。
That's the judgment in God's house.
那么在神的家当中啊，有一个审判。
There's a judgment in the house.
那么这个审判呢，不是一个永生永死的审判。
That is not life or death judgment.
这个审判呢，是得胜和失败的审判。
That is an overcomer or a failure.
我简单的说，那个得胜的要得到赏赐。
And simply put, the overcomers will get reward.
他们要进到国度的里面。
They will enter into the kingdom.
要和主耶稣一同作王，一同掌权。
Reign with the Lord.
那实在是想象不到的一件事情。
It's far beyond imagination.
那不知道多荣耀。
And how glorious.
还有一般失败的基督徒呢。
But those who fail.
那么这一般失败的基督徒就被丢在黑暗的里面。
They were thrown into darkness.
黑暗就是说永远都离开了主的面。
And darkness means they are not in front of.
那在这种情形之下，那是非常痛苦的一件事。
That will be suffering.
所以圣经说咬牙切齿。
That's why the Bible says they will gnash their teeth.
那就是懊悔。
That's repentance.
为什么我在地上时候不肯出代价？
Why I didn't want to pay attention?
为什么在地上时候不肯爱，不肯爱主？
Why didn't I want to love?
为什么主在给我那么多的机会，我都在失掉了？
Why would lose so many chances to love the Lord?
所以我们有一千年之久的时间呢，要在那里懊悔自己。
So for a thousand years, we need to repent.
懊悔的痛苦啊，是非常大的。
And that pain, that agony is great.
因为懊悔，那机会已经失掉了。
The opportunity is gone.
那么不是没有机会。
They didn't.
有机会。
They do have
但是给我们失掉了
but we have lost,
那我们就
we have
懊悔的不得了
That's why we are so regretful.
为什么失掉这机会
Why haven't lost those
说弟兄姊妹趁着还有今天
Brothers and sisters, take advantage of today.
要抓住这个机会
We shall take hold of
不要失去这个机会
Do not lose
那失去机会今天好像你很舒服
You may feel comfortable.
你觉得很快乐，因为一切事都随着你自己的意思。
You feel so happy.
你愿意这样做，你就这样做。
You do whatever you like.
你觉得说你很了不起。
You feel you are doing good.
但是你要想到将来在一千年的国度里面。
You need to realize in the kingdom, in the millennial kingdom.
那离在黑暗当中，那后悔那痛苦啊。那是不堪设想的。
Imaginable sufferings in the darkness.
所以无论如何劝弟兄姊妹。
So I want to advise you.
我们不为着赏赐，我们也为着主的荣耀，我们当然努力的追求。
Not for the reward, but for the glory of God.
主既然说天国是奴隶的人就得到了。
And the kingdom of heaven is taken hold by the violent.
所以我们。相信主的话语
so we trust the word of God.
让我们尽我们所能的一切
we'll do all we can
要得到那个神的国度
to take hold of
要进入神的国度
to enter into God's kingdom
不是为了荣耀
not for the glory
也不是为了作王
not for the king
那是为了主的心意
but for the will of God
要得到满足
to be accomplished.
为了免去将来我们离开主，永远离开主那个痛苦。
To be rid of the sufferings of not seeing God's face.
当然，过了一千年之后
，After the thousand years,
那么所有的神儿女都进到天堂里头去了。
All the God's children will enter heaven.
那时候就是有和主永远同在了。
And they will be with the Lord forever.
那是你说那是很好的解释。
You say this is a good.
但是不要忘记有一千年的时间。
But don't forget there will be a thousand years.
那个一千年不是一千天呢。
It's a thousand years, not a thousand days.
一千年呢。
But a thousand years.
那是相当长的。
It's a long time.
所以我实在是，盼望。
I indeed sincerely hope.
讲这个国度的就是因为我盼望，那激励我们彼此激励。
The reason I preach about the kingdom is to hope.
彼此勉励。
So we can encourage one another.
努力进神的国。
So we shall enter into God's kingdom diligently.
不要失去的机会。
Do not lose the opportunity.
因为时间已经到了末了的时代。
Time is near the end.
机会已经很少了。
We have fewer opportunities.
时间呢也很短了。
And the time is short.
就像弟兄所说的。
As our brother mentioned,
主已经在门口了。
The Lord is at the door. 但
是我一动身，我马上就到。
When he departed, he was swiftly arrived.
主就要来了。
He is coming.
那机会都要过去了。
And opportunities will be gone.
所以抓住这个机会。
So take hold of the opportunity.
那么这是我解释我们姊妹所问的那个问题。
And this is explanation of the question our sister asked.
就把那个天国的概念跟弟兄们再说一下。
I want to make it clear the concept of the kingdom of God.
那今天下午我讲的呢，那是如何达到神的国。
And this afternoon I want to share about how to reach the kingdom.
如何达到国度。
How to reach the kingdom.
那不是我们如何进入国度。
It's not that how we enter.
乃是那个神的国神。主怎样得到这国度？
But how the Lord himself has gained the kingdom.
那个在地上那个建立的国度。
How he has established his kingdom.
当然这件事情啊和以色列人发生非常重要的。
This matter has a lot to do with Israel.
因为神所有的工作，神都从他选民那里开始。
Because all God's work starts with his elect people.
特别是从耶路撒冷那个地方开始。
Especially starting from Jerusalem.
所以这讲到那个是要达到那国度。
So talking about gaining that.
或者要得到那国度。
Gaining that kingdom.
那么我们那个要进入那国度。
To entering that kingdom.
那和以色列发生很重大的关系。
It has a great thing to do with Israel.
所以我们弟兄讲，以色列跟阿拉伯一直在那争啊，一直在那吵。
My brother mentioned that Israel is fighting with Arab.
那谁也不肯让谁。
No one wants to lose anything.
那你说，那你站在哪一面呢？
But which side are you on?
我看报纸的时候就站在以色列那一面。
When I read newspaper, I'm on the Israel side.
那你为什么站在以色列那一面？
Why are you on Israel
side? 你和他有什么关系呢？
What have you to do with Israel?
我和他一点关系都没有。
No,
我连一个以色列的朋友都没有，只有一个以色列人是我们弟兄。
I have no relative or friends.
他现在也不来聚会了。
There is only one brother is Israel as a Jewish.
那时我们虽然是很爱他，但是呢，他不来了也没有办法。
Even though we love him so much, but he stopped coming.
一点。其实 说起来真的没什么关系。
And,
那你为什么站在那一面呢？所以我知道，因为神的国度在以色列身上在成全呢。
But we know that the kingdom of God is realized through Israel.
那个国度，以色列人在他们中间得到了。
And God has gained a kingdom among Israel.
那么我们也能得到呢。
So we can also.
因为我们就是属天的以色列人。
Because we are heavenly Israel.
他们是属地的以色列人。
They are earthly Israel.
那我们这些属天的以色列人。
Those of us heavenly Israel.
和属地的以色列发生非常密切的关系。
We have a lot to do with earthly Israel.
因为他们所有的经历。
All their experience.
也都是我们所经历的。
Will become our experience.
他们所经历的乃是物质的。
What they experience is material.
乃是空间的。
Of time and space.
我们所经历乃是属灵的。
But our experience is spiritual.
原则上是一样的。
But in principle, they are the same.
所以，当我读撒迦利亚书第九章、四章、十一章、十二章、十三章、十四章。
So when I read Zechariah from chapter 9 through chapter 14,
那些事情都是发生在以色列人中间。
Those are things happening among Israel.
但是和我们都有关系。
But has a lot to do with us.
因为 以色列人，属地的以色列人就是属天以色列人的一个预表。
Because Israelites is a type for the heavenly Israelites.
那我们这属天的以色列在我们身上才是那属灵的实际。
But the heavenly Israelites has the spiritual reality.
所以我们要花一点功夫读那个以赛亚书，而不是撒加利亚书。
That's why we need to study Zechariah's.
但是我很惭愧告诉弟兄姊妹。
But regretfully, I tell you.
我对撒加利亚书不太熟。
I'm not that familiarized.
从第一章第八章，从第一章到第八章，我熟一点。
I'm more familiar with chapter 1 to 8.
从九章到十四章，我一点都不熟的。
I'm not that familiar with.
那只有最近呢，我才来注意它。
Only recently I paid attention.
但是已经太晚了。
But it's kind of late.
那也不记也记不住了。
I couldn't remember much.
所以我讲的时候很可能是很零散的。
I may have just scattered thoughts.
那么不像我们弟兄，在讲的时候，讲到这里哪里呀、啊，地方都是那么熟。
I'm not like my brother who mentioned things in such a detail there and here.And very familiar with.
魏斯文告诉我说，因为我们弟兄一直在那儿去旅游啊。
Because our brother has traveled to that place a lot.
说对那地理也都很熟的。
So he's so familiar with the geography.
他不仅对地理熟，对历史也很熟的。
Not only geography but history.
啊，这个时候发生什么？哪一年发生什么？哪一年发生什么？连年数都记得清清楚楚。
And he can remember even the date and time.
那实在是。非常惭愧，
那
真是一点点的都赶不上去了。
I cannot compare with him.
那也没有办法了。
But I have no other way.
所以我只能照着我所知道的跟弟兄们讲一点。
I want to speak just according to what I know.
但是若是你们要详细知道的话，那自己再花功夫去读。
So if you want to know more, you have to study yourself.
从第九章一直读到十四章。
Read from chapter 9 all the way to chapter 14.
十四章末了一段呢，我已经讲过了。
I speak about the last part of chapter 14.
昨天我讲说十四章末了一段说到国度的实现。
And it talks about realization of the kingdom.
那国度实现出来是怎样情形？
What is the condition of the kingdom when it's realized?
那么这样荣耀，这样的丰富。
Such a glorious and abundant kingdom.
那么满了主的同在。
Full of the presence of the
Lord. 也充满了主的祝福。
And full of God's blessing.
那么这个国度实现出，怎么能实现出来？
How can this to realize?
那要去经过第九章、十章、十一章、十二章。十三章、十四章前一半。
You have to go through from chapter 9 all the way to the first part of chapter 14.
那国度才能够这样的实现出来。
And the kingdom can be realized.
那么这些都和我们都有关系。
And this has a lot to do with us.
所以我就找说能领会的来讲一点。
So I want to talk a little bit about according to my understanding.
第九章就说到，在以色列人他们四围有很多的有很多的国家成为他们的敌人。
Chapter 9 speaks about the surrounding countries becoming enemy of Israel.
他们建立圣殿呢的时候就有许多的敌人。
There are many enemies of Israel when they start to build the temple.
但是以后这些敌人呢都消失掉了。
Later on, those enemies disappear.
把圣殿建立起来之后呢，仍然四围还有好多敌人。
After the temple was built, and there are still many enemies.
这些仇敌不是在他们旁边，都是在他们四围的。
And those enemies are around them.
你像说的大马色那个哈德拉啦什么那些地方的人。
Mentioned here Hadarach and Damascus.
那么还有推罗了、西顿呢？那许多的人，那许多的国家。
And the Tyre and Sidon.
那么除了那些国家之外，有这个腓力斯那一带那么多的国家。
And also the countries surrounding Philistines.
那么一直到了埃及。
All the way to Egypt.
那么这些都是他四围的敌人。
Those are the enemies.
常常在欺负他们。
Often making trouble.
那侵犯他们。
Invading Israel.
并且他们赶不上那些国家强盛。
Because Israel is not as strong as those.
像推罗和西顿都是很强盛的。
Tyre and Sidon.
都是很丰富的。
They're very rich.
那他们连最小的地方都没法抵挡的。
And Israel cannot resist them.
何况腓力斯是那么一大片的人，历史在就成为他们的难处。
And Philistines and surrounding people were very strong.
他们更是没有办法胜过。
Israel cannot overcome.
他们是被这些那个敌人包围起来的。
They are surrounded with
enemies. 那你说这是在西面，那么在东面怎么样呢？
These are the, on the western side.
然后在东面呢，还有这个什么亚门人、摩亚人呢，这都是他们的难处。
On the eastern side, there are Ammonites and Moabites.
所以、啊，那么这些都是把以色列包围起来。
Those enemies surround Israel.
他们若是要那个是把这国家建立起来。
If they want to establish the kingdom,
那么必须 要胜过这些敌人。
They have to overcome the enemy.
那么他们怎么能去胜过这敌人？
How can they overcome?
那我们知道，一切权柄都在主的手里头。
You know, all the powers are in the hands of the Lord.
那神就兴起一个国家，叫做希腊帝国。
So God has raised up an empire.
我们知道最开头的是巴比伦帝国。
In the beginning, it was a Babylon.
马代波斯就把巴比伦的帝国消灭掉了。
And Medes and Persian empire destroyed the Babylon.
那么就马代波斯这个帝国就建立起来了。
Median and Persian empire was established.
那么过了多少年呢？有个希腊帝国兴起来了。
Afterwards, that's the Greek empire.
这希腊帝国他们进军非常快。
They marched forward very swiftly.
所以就把波斯帝国呀，马代波斯国呀，给他那个给他打败了。
They defeated Median and Persian.
希腊帝国就代替了他们的政权。
To replace their authority.
当希腊起来的时候
，After Greece has arisen.
我们总多多少少都有一点的支持了，就有个什么头一个他们的那个皇帝叫亚历山大。
We have heard about the first emperor, the Alexander the Great.
那么这个皇帝非常有魄力。
He has a great power.
也是非常强。
A great ability.
进军非常快。
And his military is very powerful.
所以他不仅是把在波斯打败了。
He defeated Persia and Medes.
他也把东边的这些国家的都给消灭掉。
He also conquered eastern countries.
然后就在要。就这个从埃及一直上去，一直到这个推罗西顿这一带。
And from Egypt all the way up to Tyre and Sidon.
他把那个哈德拉了，还有什么推罗西顿呢？还有腓力斯这些城市，统统都给这个毁灭掉了。
He destroyed all the country from Egypt all the way to the
Philistines. 那么他还要经过那里，要到埃及去。
And so there he went down to Egypt.
要到埃及去，必须要经过以色列的。
He has to go through Palestine.
那么他要经过以色列。
He has to go through Israel.
那么就弟兄说巴勒斯坦那个地方，他必须从那儿经过。
He has to go through Palestine.
他必须要把那个以色列也给他打败。
He has to defeat Israel.
然后呢，才进到埃及去。
In order to enter into Egypt.
但是有人告诉我们说呀，那么神呢就特别的保护耶路撒冷。
And brothers told us that God specially protected Jerusalem.
特别保护，他说我保护我的家。
God said, "I will camp around my house."
这是我的家。
This is my house.
虽然亚历山大是那个势力这么强盛
，Even though Alexander the Great has such power,
他那个进军是那么快
，His military advanced so quickly,
一下子把所有一切都消灭掉了。
Destroyed everything.
现在要到埃及去
，Now he wants to go to Egypt.
他也要来攻打以色列。
He will also attack Israel.
但是他们告诉人说，当他攻打以色列的时候啊
，But when he attacked Israel,
就祭司出来就迎接他。
And the priests come to confront
him. 就把但以理书还有撒迦利亚书啊，打给他看。
And they showed him the book of Daniel and book of Zechariah.
他做的这一切事都已经早已经写在圣经。
Shown to him that everything he's doing is written.
亚历山大就害怕了。
Alexander the Great is fearful.
他就不敢呢，经过耶路撒冷。
He avoided
passing by Israel. 他绕到了埃及。
He went around about into Egypt.
他虽然这是外面的一个这个一国帝国一个国家的一种的那个情形。
This is but just one empire.
但是看见那个在神的掌握当中。
But you can tell that God is in control.
他保护他的家。
God has protected.
就他就保护耶路撒冷。
He has protected.
他就保护那个神的家。
He has protected his house.
我们知道圣殿呢就在耶路撒冷。
We know the holy temple is in Jerusalem.
所以看见神那儿自己在保护。
So God himself is protecting his house.
他也不仅是在那儿保护。
Not only his protecting.
那么他也在那儿拯救。
He also saved.
那么他也不仅是保护的主，保护我们的主。
He's not the God who protects.
保护以色列人。
Protect Israel.
他也拯救以色列人。
He also rescued Israel.
那么在我们身上也是这样。
Same thing happened to us.
那我们刚才已经说过，这以色列人所经过的一切事都是我们的一个预表。
I mentioned earlier that everything happened to Israel is a type for us.
那么我们乃是那实际。
And we are the reality.
你知道，在我们生活里头，我们蒙恩得救之后
，In our lives after we are saved, by grace.
若是我们在一起，有神的家
，When we gather together as a house of God.
那我们聚集在一起，乃是敬拜神。
We gather to worship God.
你知道，仇敌是非常不甘心的一件事。
The enemy will not.
如果我们是一个礼拜堂。
If we are just building,
我们随便在那儿聚聚会就是了。
If we just get,
若是我们真是要盼望成为神的家，让神在这里得到一个安息的所在，换句话说，让神得到他儿子的见证，能在这里出现出来的话，你知道仇敌是何等的不甘心，千方百计的来攻击我们，用各种方法来攻击我们。所以这个小小的聚会、
so、this small meeting,
我们也不敢说我们就是主的见证了，但是我们是在盼望成为主耶稣的见证。从开头一直 到现在
from the beginning to now,
也不过二十多年，不到三十年的样子、
so、less than 30 years old,
一直开头都看见许许多的事情啊，那在仇敌在攻击。
We see many things happen because of the enemy.
那么除了在教会里面的一些的难处之外
，and apart from the troubles,
还有我们弟兄姊妹中间那个彼此之间的难处
，and also difficulties.
还有我们身体上面的环境上面的职业上面一些许多的难处
，all kinds of difficulties in our jobs and in our health.
那么许许多的事情临到我们的身上
，a lot of things happen to us.
于是我礼拜三晚上祷告聚会啊，就是提着为着这些难处祷告
，and Wednesday.Prayer meeting, we focus on those difficulties.
我们这些难处越祷告越多起来。
But the more we pray for those difficulties, the more we have.
应接不暇了。
As if we cannot just
deal
with
them. 那我们就为难处祷告，我们不为着神的国祷告，那怎么办呢
？But if we just pray for difficulties, not pray for the kingdom.
这个难处的确是非常现实的。
And those difficulties are practical.
临到你，临到你身上，临到弟兄姊妹的身上，那你不祷告怎么办？
What you can do, but
那也没有爱心了，是不是？
Pray,
所以必须要祷告这些事。
So、
为着这个人祷告，那个人祷告。
Pray for this person, for that person.
一直都应接不暇呀。
And we have no time to deal with all of them.
那也可能是一个仇敌的诡计。
This may become a scheme of the enemy.
计较这些难处，让你们为着天天注意这难处。
To,
你们天天每个礼拜三就看着难处。
Every Wednesday you focus on the
difficulties. 那个难处，细的都细细的难处。
And many many difficulties.
你们眼睛就在这上。
All your
那么这样真的就把我们从主的身上啊，就转过来了。
And he turned our attention away from the Lord.
离开了主。
And apart,
我们没有管到主的心意。
We ignored God's.
我们更没有想到主的国度。
And we forget about God's kingdom.
我们把主的见证也忘记了。
We forget about the testimony of the
Lord. 我们只是应付这些难处就是。
We're just there dealing with those difficulties.
弟兄姊妹，你难道不？难道我们没有想过这是仇敌的诡计吗
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about this is the scheme of the
enemy? 实在是仇敌在我们身上所做的一件事。
Indeed, that's the work of the enemy.
但弟兄姊妹，我们必须要知道一件事。
神
已经说过，我要保护我的家。
God has mentioned that I will
camp around my house. 若是我们不是神的家的话
，If we are not God's house,
那我们还就没话可说。
Then we have nothing to say.
如果我们盼望成为神的家
，But if we hope to become house of God,
让神在这里得到一个安息的所在
，For God to gain a rest place.
那这些难处是难免的。
And those difficulties are certain.
那既然有这么多难处，那主有应许说，他要保护他的家。
And we have God's promise.
那我们还有什么可怕的呢？
Protect,
我们根本是不要理这些东西。
We can
我们还是积极往前去。
We can ignore those things and move forward.
但是可能这样，这样也可能是我们的路。
Maybe that's the way out.
但是到了时候，人就软弱下来了。
But when time, when things happen,
哎呀，不顾到弟兄姊妹难处。
We have to care about the difficulties of brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹那种样子，你不好为弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray for brothers and sisters.
这个实在太没有爱心了。
And if we do not pray, we
又舍不得不祷告。
So we cannot stop praying.
所以这是常常在我们两难之间的。
So we often feel in a dilemma.
但是我们总是要相信，主既然说了，我要保护我的家。
But we have to believe the Lord has made promise.
那除非我们不是主的家。
Unless we're not his house.
若是我们盼望成为主的家。
But we hope we can.
让主在这儿一个安息的所在。
For the Lord to gain a rest place.
相信主要保护。
We believe the Lord will protect.
我们实在这个知道。 我们的主是信实的。
Indeed, we know our God.
他既然说了，他必要成就。
He said so. He will do.
在我生活上许多的事情。
Many things in my life.
我常常有一个感觉，主不误事。
And often I feel like the Lord will not mistake.
他必顾念。
He made promise.
那我就主不误事。
And I feel the Lord will not mistake.
因为他已经许过了。
Because he has promised.
说要相信我们的主耶稣。
So we have to believe in our Lord.
他既然说保护。
Now that he said he will protect.
相信主在我们在你手的里面。
And we will trust that we are
in God's hand. 你会保护我们的。
You will protect us.
我们不要去管这些事情。
We do not need to care about those.
那我们还是为着积极的为着主的国祷告。
But positively we pray for the kingdom.
为着主的旨意祷告。
For the will of God.
因为主告诉我们说，我们要为着主的国度祷告。
Because our God, our Lord, wants us
to pray
for the kingdom.
祷告要这样说。
When you pray,
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your name be hallowed.
那主既然是这样吩咐了。
Now the Lord has commanded.
那我们就应该是常常为着主的国度祷告。
So we shall always pray for His kingdom.
为着主在我们中间那个权柄祷告。
For His authority in our
midst. 让主实在是大家儿女们中间能够通行他的权柄。
So that God can exercise His power in His people.
所要做的工作能够做在我们的身上。
So whatever He wants to do will be accomplished in our
midst. 这是我们所该祷告的。
This is what we shall pray for.
第二件事情。
Number two.
主不仅是祷告，不仅保护我们的主。
Not only the Lord will protect us.
主也应许。主给我们看见他是拯救我们的主。
He also showed us that he is the God who
rescued us. 这里说的，许多时候我们是被囚在那个污水的坑的里面。
Many times we are just like in a waterless pit.
我们是被囚禁起来一般。
We are imprisoned.
那我们怎么从里头释放出来
？How can we be set free？
有的弟兄姊妹被家庭罪囚禁起来。
Many brothers are bounded by their family.
家庭有常人家庭难处。
And they have all kinds of difficulties in their family.
甚至也不都是很多时候。都不能参加聚会
Many times they cannot come
因为被家庭囚禁起来了
they are imprisoned
有的在工作上面成难处
Some are imprisoned by their jobs.
有的还被一个 computer 的囚禁起来了
Some are imprisoned by their computer.
特别是青年弟兄姊妹
Especially young brothers.
有好多母亲都说呀
Many men,
我的孩子天天在 computer 跟前
My child spend all the time in front of computer.
这个天天就是上网
And the internet.
还好我们不会上网
It's good that I do not know how to get on the internet.
也得了网住的。
I'm not in a web.
从里头出不来了。
By the internet.
那么，弟兄姊妹，所以许多的母亲呢，为了自己孩子而忧虑。
So many mothers are worried about their children.
因为自己孩子被网住了。
Because they were netted.
也不读书。
They do not study.
也不做事。
They do not work.
天天就是看电视，天天就是在看电脑。
Every day they are watching their computer.
他们不看电视，天天看电脑。
They do not watching TV.
那个电脑比电视还好玩。
And the computer is better than.
那么就被这就网住了。
They are just in the trap.
囚禁起来了。
They were imprisoned.
弟兄姊妹，怎么什么能拯救我们，把我们从这里拯救出来呢
？Who can rescue us?
难道是我们责备吗？
And it is by
我们是把电脑给它摔掉
Shall we destroy the computer?
那么不能摔掉它也又有用处的
Because
那么在学校里离不开电脑的 工作上也离不开电脑
without computer.
那也不能摔掉
we cannot destroy
那你怎么办怎么把它从里头释放出来
But how can we set them free from the computer?
就重要记得住给我们看见他是我们的拯救
We have to remember God shows us that he is our
他不仅是能够赦免我们的罪
Not only he will save our sin,
洗净我们一切的不义，
他
也把我们从这些的被囚禁的那个环境里头、那个东西里头，但是拯救出来。
He will rescue us from the bondage of sin.
那么使我们能够得到释放。
So that we can be set free.
当然，有的人也是被疾病啊，但是囚禁起来了。
Some people are bounded by their sickness.
就是病啊，一直病几年还在病。
And they've been sick for many many years.
也是被囚禁起来了。
And they are
当然，我们盼我们弟兄或者我们姊妹那个病早一点好起来。
We pray that they can recover very soon.
你要知道，许多时候我们的病也是仇敌在那里工作的。
We shall know many times our sickness comes from the enemy.
比方说，主在我们身上要有工作，要主有个要求，那我们也不答应。
For example, if the Lord has a demand, we
do not respond.
所以难怪就给仇敌这个机会，就来囚禁我们。
No wonder we give an opportunity for the enemy.
把我们囚在这个
trap us,
这个病这里面。
To imprison us by
就从里头爬不出来。
We cannot come out of it.
时间也都耗费掉了。
Our times are wasted.
那么很多服侍主的机会也都失掉了。
Many opportunities are wasted.
但是我们就是这样一般人。
That we are just like that.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
主说我是拯救主。
The Lord says, I am the
主能够拯救我们。
God will save us.
没有人能够拯救，没有方法能够拯救，但主是我们的拯救。他怎样拯救以色列人，那他也拯救我们。他怎样保护以色列人，他也保护我们，因为我们就是属天的以色列人。所以弟兄姊妹，以色列所经历的我们也都能经历。那他不仅是那个拯救我们的主，他也是为我们征战的主。
He is also the God who fights.
我们刚才说的仇敌的攻击，那么我很早以前就听说，就听那一小的故事。
I mentioned about the battle. I remember the story.
他是有一个人呢在做梦啊。
A person who dreamed.
他就梦到了到了大礼拜堂去了。
He went to a great cathedral.
那个礼拜堂很大。
It's a great cathedral.
那个钢琴都是 pipe organ.
And it's pipe organ.
很大的礼拜堂。
It's such a great cathedral.
他在那儿就看见，做礼拜人呢，小毛三三两两，人很少，人并没有多少人。
Not many people were there using the cathedral.
那么这看见这个房顶上啊，这天花板上好多的小鬼啊，都在睡觉。
But he saw many small demons up there sleeping in the ceiling.
他们没有事情做了。
Because they had nothing to do.
他们也在打瞌睡了。
They were also dozing off.
他醒过来了。
So he woke up.
他又做梦，又梦见又到一个地方，一地方去。
Dreamed again. He went to another place.
弟兄姊妹虽然不算太多，但是频率火热。
But even though the brothers and sisters gathered a few, but they were so fervent, they were pray so fervently in one
innocent.
Then he saw those small demons where they're running around. They were so busy.
哎呀，这小鬼怎么这么忙啊？
Why would those demons so busy?
因为这个地方太热心了。
Because those brothers and sisters are so zealous.
所以小鬼总是想办法来攻击，想办法来捣乱。
That's why those demons
find to attack. And that's why they're
so busy.
虽然小鬼这样的忙。
Even though demons are busy,
但你不要忘记
but don't forget,
我们的主是为我们征战的主
our God is
我们不是用血气的兵器
We're not fighting with
我们只要借着祷告那种属灵的兵器
we shall pray and by spiritual weapons,
借着祷告
through prayer,
能胜过仇敌
we can overcome our
就像摩西亚伦在山上祷告一样
just like Moses and Aaron were praying on the mountain
虽然亚玛利人是那样凶猛
even though Amalekites were
但是摩西亚伦在祷告时候了亚玛利人完全失败了
but when Moses and Aaron were praying and the Amalekites were defeated
到末了的时候把这个要把亚玛利都毁灭掉。
In the end, they will devour.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的主是为我们征战的主。
Brothers and sisters, our God is the God who fights.
他是我们的征战的主。
He is fighting.
他是我们的精气。
He is our banner.
他是我们的得胜。
He is our victory.
我们只要在这儿祷告。
Only when we pray.
我们举起我们的手来。
We raise up our hands.
我们在这儿祷告主。
We pray.
那我们的主就征战。
And our God will fight.
我们就完全得胜。
We are completely victorious.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。我一切难处都为我们解决环境上的难处还有我们身体生长的身体上的难处
那
么还有这个仇敌的难处
and our enemies.
没有一个难处都不能为我们解决的
no difficulty
他一面是保护我们的主
He is the God who
一面是拯救我们的主
and he's God who
一面是为我们征战的主
he is God who fights.
弟兄姊妹这是我们的主
sisters,
我们的神
那
么今天主在我们身上就是这样
Today, God is
让我们来证实我们的主是怎样的一位主
Let us prove what
他在圣经上先告诉这个以色列所遭遇的事情
He first tell us through the experience of Israel
先告诉了我们
He tell us
说我们既然知道这些事情那我们就应该活在这些情景当中
Now that we know it so we shall live in reality
依靠我们的主
We shall depend on
不依靠势力
Do not depend on might,
也不依靠我们的才能
nor by power,
让我们依靠我们的主
but by the Lord,
是在凡事上都依靠主
In everything depend on our God
那我们有一个年长的聚会啊
There is an elderly brother sisters meeting.
人数虽然不是很多。
Even though people not are only a few.
但是每一次我们聚会之前，我们就唱一首诗歌。
But every meeting we start with one song.
要依靠主。
We depend on God.
要依靠主。
Trust in God.
在凡事都要依靠主。
In everything, trust in God.
那我们依靠主，他指引我们的道路。
When we trust Him, He will guide us.
那我每一次我们都唱这诗歌。
Every time we meet.
为什么每次都唱这诗歌呢？
Why would we sing this hymn?
就你知道，老年人呐、啊，最容易失掉信心呐、啊。
You know, for elderly, for aged saints,
就是依靠一个依靠医药。
They easily lose their hope.
依靠医生。
They depend on medicine.
依靠家庭。
Or their families.
依靠儿女。
Or depend on their children.
有很多东西我是我们说依靠的。
Many things we depend on.
那离开这些东西不行啊。
Apart from those we cannot do,
这里就彼此的勉励。
Then we encourage one another.
依靠主。
We shall depend on God.
要依靠主。
Depend on the Lord.
他是我们的保护。
He is our
protection. 他是我们的拯救。
He is our salvation.
他是我们的旌旗。
He is our banner.
要依靠主。
We shall depend on God.
我们彼此在勉励。
So we exhort one another.
而且我觉得弟兄们这样做也很有意义的。
We thank the Lord. Our brothers doing this is very meaningful.
所以我也很愿意跟着弟兄一块做。
So I like to just follow along.
那么这是第九章。
This is chapter 9.
那第十章讲什么呢
？What is chapter 10?
第十章就说到主是一个撒种的人。
And chapter 10 talks about how God is a sower.
他那儿一直撒种子。
Our Lord is a sower.
开头的时候了、啊，他说要求呢发闪电的神呢、啊。降雨下来。
In the beginning, he says, "Ask the Lord for rain, and the Lord will make blessings fall."
那时候正是春雨的以色列春雨的时候。
That was the time of the spring.
那是他们的雨季。
That was their rainy season.
虽然春雨啊，时间差不多快就过去了。
Even though the time is,
但是呢，还是常常能下雨的。
But often,
你知道，这雨季啊，是天天下雨的。
You know, during rainy season, it rains almost every day.
我开头服侍主是在台湾基隆。
I started to serve the Lord in Taiwan in Keelung.
我们基隆那地方呢
？In that place.
从十月开始，到第二年二月。
Starting from October all the way to February.
那么这几个月都叫雨季。
That's the rainy season.
天天下雨。
Every day.
下的就是一早上一醒过来，哇，那下雨。
In the morning, it starts. What you see is rain.
晚上睡觉的时候了，那他就他是按照半钟睡觉。
When you go to bed, it still rains.
那早上醒过来还是在那下雨。
When you woke up in the morning, 那
你就看见了，天天在那下雨。
It rains every day.
那么实在是雨太丰富了。
And abundant in rain.
那么当然丰富到一个地步，大家都是受不了。
It was so abundant we cannot even bear anymore.
就像这里西雅图都搬到阳光地带来。
I wanted to move to Seattle.
因为西雅图也有雨季的。
In Seattle, there is also a rainy season.
那么这个是这雨季啊，是，但是它这个雨季是在雨季下雨的时候。
And raining season.
还要求雨。
But the Lord says,
求那个发闪电的神。一定闪电的，闪电那闪起来了，雷声已经轰轰了，那一定下雨了，还要求什么呢？
When it's already raining, why would you ask?
他说要求。
But the Lord says,
为什么要求呢
？Why shall we ask?
因为你不求那个发闪电的神呢
？If you do not ask,
你就会求别的东西去了。
You will go and
你会依靠别的东西去了。所以求神呢，就依靠我们的神。
If you ask God, means you are depending on God.
那么求神干什么呢
？You are asking for what?
要就是发电的闪电的下雨。
You're asking the Lord for rain.
多下雨。
To rain more.
那么这个下雨多不是发洪水了吗
？If you have more rain, you will flood.
那变成水灾了吗
？You will have a disaster.
那不要紧。
Doesn't matter.
那你只要那但是你看见我们的神是保护我们的神。
Our God is God who protects.
所以你不要怕。
So do not be afraid.
那你只管求好了。
You just go ahead and ask.
下雨就越多越好。
Ask for more rain.
因为那雨就是供应。
Because rain represents.
那就是神就来供借着雨来供应我们。
God will provide for us.
为什么要来供应我们呢
？Why will God provide?
因为主在那撒种啊。
Because our Lord.
你撒了种子之后啊，必须下雨啊。
After you sow the seed,
若是不下雨的话，这种子不能发芽。不能发芽的
if you do not, if it doesn't rain,
也长不大的
the seeds cannot germinate or grow.
那么所以必须要求又是让下雨
so it has to have rain.
那么来供应这这个这个种子的需要
to provide the needs of the seed.
那么当种子撒种的时候
when the Lord was sowing,
当然这个农夫在撒种啊 就是把反正最好的种子在那撒下去。
The farmer sowed the seed, he sowed the best one.
我们的主也是一个撒种的主。
Our God is a God who sows.
那撒种啊，不是一个损失啊。
It is not a loss.
那不是一个牺牲啊。
It's not a sacrifice.
虽然是损失一些。
Even though you lose some.
但是将来长出来有30倍、60倍、100倍的收成啊。
But when you harvest, you have 30-fold,
更丰富了。
You have more.
将来因为有将来有个盼望啊。
Because of this,
他宁可能把这个种子，虽然是他说宝贵的种子，但是还是撒下去。
Even though he treasured those seeds, but he still sowed them around.
当荒年的时候
，when desolate,
很可能这是他们的粮食啊。
When famine years came, this would become their supply.
但是就把这个粮食从嘴巴里拿出来，再撒到地里去。
God will take food from our mouths to sow them around.
因为知道有个盼望。
Because God knows there's a future.
有个收成的盼望。
There's a hope of harvest.
所以那。农夫就要撒种。
That's why a farmer will sow.
我们主就是一个撒种的人。
Our God is the sower.
弟兄姊妹，主撒的种是什么种呢
？What is the seed that God is sowing？
主把什么种子撒下去呢
？What kind of seed？
他是撒天国之子。
He is sowing.
是把那些天国之子撒下去的。就那许多真是属乎主的。
Those who belong to God.
那些爱主的。
Those who love the Lord.
那些都追求主的。
Who pursue God.
那些都是天国之子啊。
Those are the sons
of the kingdom. 是最宝贵的。那猪就把它撒下去。
God will sow them around.
嗯，当然撒下去很可能他是流泪了，流着眼泪撒下去的。
Most likely he was weeping.
因为我们唱了，我们诗歌说流泪撒种。
Because the psalm we sing says those who sow with tears.
欢呼收割。
They will harvest in joy.
说很可能他那是流着眼泪在撒。
Most likely he also was there crying.
就我们弟兄讲到那个许多为主殉道的人。
Our brother mentioned many martyrs for the Lord.
历史历代
through all generations,
多少的那个天国之子
so many sons of the kingdom,
当然为主在牺牲了
they were a martyr,
不是他们牺牲的
it's actually not sacrifice,
乃是主把他们撒下去
it is the Lord who has sold them.
若是主不许可的话呀
if not the Lord allows,
那么不会在他那临到他们的
none of them will die.
那么这是临到他们的身上
but when those things happen,
虽然是人所做的
even though people
doing those to them, 是神所做的
but they are permitted.
这是神在神的权柄把他们撒在种撒在地里头
by the authority of God, God has sown them.
那么为什么把他们撒在种里撒在那么这些人都给撒下去了
all those people were sold out.
这是一代一代都过去了他们都是很好的弟兄姊妹都是很爱主的都是能够帮助别人的都是能够建立国度的那这把他撒下去怎么办呢
那
是就流着眼泪再把他撒下去都把他撒在地里头等等后来第二年的时候
year,
一看见发芽长叶开花结果有30倍、60倍、100倍
and the bare fruits,
多少的都被收成间收进来了然后弟兄姊妹常常想到在中国大陆的情形
conditions in mainland China.
当受基督徒受逼迫的时候
the time that the Christians are persecuted.
但是好多弟兄姊妹受到被残害
A lot of brothers and sisters were beaten.
因为多少西国的弟兄姊妹
Many Western brothers and sisters.
他们为了中国在祷告
They were praying for China.
他们发了好多功夫祷告
They spent much price.
虽然是非常环境越艰难
Even though the conditions become worse and worse.
但是他们祷告不放松
But they're not that
go their prayer. 一直在祷告
They continue to pray.
我们开的时候也祷告
So we also pray.
因为我们住在台湾
Because we were living
当然这些消息我们也会都知道的
And we also heard about
但是祷告到一个时候了就忘记了
Sometimes we
有的时候觉得祷告也没有用处了
Sometimes feel it's useless
还是难处还是那么大
The persecution still
弟兄受的逼迫还是那么多
And the persecution still great
所以很多时候我们也不祷告了
Sometimes we stop praying
那么就顾到自己事情了
We start to care for our own
就没有顾到他们的
No one starts to care No one cares
但是我们西国弟兄这边他们的确是很爱主
But the Western missionaries they
也非常爱弟兄姊妹
They also know how to love
不仅是 missionary 就是一般的西国弟兄这边他们也是这样
And ordinary Western brothers and sisters just were like that
他们不灰心
They were not discouraged
他们不伤感
They were not
given up 一直在为祷告
They continue to pray
等到有一天整个心情的难处都过去了。
Until one day all the difficulties are gone.
那么有一位这个人呢，一个从天津到洛杉矶。
There's a person who moved from Tianjin to Los Angeles.
因为他是天津，就和我有一点通向的关系。
Because I'm from Tianjin, so we're.
我就算着是天津人吧。
I'm just like a Tianjin person.
所以啊，这个就跟天津就跟他比较熟悉一点。
So I'm befriended with him.
那我们就在一块儿谈谈福音呢、啊。
So we started talking about the gospel.
家乡的情形啊。
About our country, our home
country. 那我就说到，哎呀，感谢主啊！才是我最近呢、啊，好多基督徒，好多弟兄这边都，好多人都信，也可以都信主了。
I said, thank the Lord. Many people believed in the Lord.
还是比从前还要多信主人。
And we have more people believing than before.
我盼望我讲这些话语啊。
I hope when I said this,
不是给他看见我们的主是活的神。
I want to show that our God is
living. 那虽然经过这基督教是那么大的逼迫，
even though Christians has been persecuted,
那么基督徒好多人被杀害，
many are martyred.
但是今天你还有很多人信主。
But today we have even more Christians.
那你看我们主不是活的神吗？
You see our God is a living God.
那不是全能的神吗？
You see Almighty.
那我主要是盼望能够激励他。
I want to encourage him.
使他也能够接受主耶稣基督。
So that I hope that he can also accept the Lord.
他跟我说一再的否认。
But he denied.
他说不可能，绝对不可能。
He said it's impossible.
那我说怎么不可能呢？
I asked why.
他说我亲眼看见那个杀逼迫基督徒的。
He said I have seen with my eyes the persecution.
那么那样逼迫他们，那样苦待他们。
They mistreated them so much.
我们都看见了。
I have seen it.
我们不仅听见，我们亲眼看见了。
I've not only heard about it, but I have seen it with my eyes.
谁还敢信耶稣啊？
Who dare?
没有人敢信耶稣的。
No one dare.
说你说的不可能。
So what you said is impossible.
那我也没有办法。
Then I have no way.
实在是真的。
Because indeed,
那么后来好多人信主耶稣基督，比从前还要多。
And even more people.
那是他不相信，他因为逼迫那么厉害，怎么还能相信？他没有想到那个逼迫虽然是从人来的。
He didn't realize that even the persecution come from people.
从政府来的。
From the government.
但是权柄是在主的手里头。
But the power and authority is in the Lord.
是主把这些天国的种子撒在那个土里面。
It is God who has sowed those seeds among the people.
虽然经过一段黑夜。
Even through the darkness of night,
经历一段长久的时间，
through a long period of time,
总是它因为是种子，总是会发芽、会长的、长叶、开花、结果，
they will germinate and blossom,
会并且结得更丰富。
Yield fruit.
我们实在听见大陆那个福音的光景的时候，
when we heard about the gospel situation in China,
有人统计都多少多少人，多多少万人。
There are some statistics showing.
所以我们心里实在非常的欢喜啊，的确是那时候的流泪撒种啊。
Indeed, those who sow.
那现在大家都欢欢喜喜的收割。
Now rejoicing in the harvest.
都是千千万万人相信主耶稣的。
Thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
那比那个没有那个被逼迫之前呢，不知道多少翻了多少倍。
Far greater in number.Before the persecution,
也可能翻到三十倍
maybe 13
也可能翻到60倍
maybe 60
这个我没有计算
I didn't count.
那么若是陈弟兄的话可能陈勇可能会计算
maybe Brother Christian Chen can count.
那他会叫翻了多少倍
and how many times
他会告诉我们的
he will tell us.
那我这个是孤陋寡闻的实在是没有我不大知道
My data is very limited,、so、
不过光是知道有那么多人信主
I only know there are so many people believed
听着这消息实在心里满心喜乐
I rejoice when I hear the, when
你却是流泪撒种
those who sow in tears
欢呼收割
will harvest in joy
虽然我们不是撒种的人
even though we are not the sower
但是我们里头的主在里头喜乐
but it is the Lord within us rejoicing
他是个撒种的人
he is the sower
结果他看见多少撒的有几倍的多少人呢在收成
He has seen the harvest, great harvest.
弟兄姊妹有的是被撒在这个土里面去的
Some were sold to the ground.
有的是被埋在疾病里头去
Some were sold in
有的是被埋在环境里面去的
Some were sold into
无论是环境也好 无论是疾病也好
whether it's sickness
无论什么主把我埋在撒在那个地方
wherever the Lord has sowed us 让
把我们进到那环境里面去
now that we enter into that situation
弟兄姊妹都是为着我们的益处
it is for our profit
疾病是为着我们的益处
sickness is for our profit
也许你会反对这件事情
maybe you do not agree
那你愿意生病吗
you are willing to sick
我说我不愿意生病
I said, I
那你怎么说疾病是你益处呢
But why would you say
那的确是主把我撒在里边去从里头出来之后的确是我的益处
那
么常常为着我的疾病啊我在感谢主
Often I thank
若不是经过那次疾病的话呀
if it's not for my sickness,
有的罪在我身上没有办法除掉的
there are some sins
那是一直缠累着我的
because those things entangles me,
那是多少年以来没法除掉
but I cannot get over,
但是主借着那个环境、
so、
借着那个疾病就把它除掉
but through that sickness,
难道你看见这不是益处吗
is this to our profit?
那艰难的环境也是我们益处吗
the difficult
家庭的问题也是我们益处吗
Even this problem
家庭的环境也好艰难的环境也好家庭的问题都是我们的益处
problems in the family is also to our profit
不要以为说这些家庭啊我怎么会碰到这样家庭
Do not say how
我怎么在这样家庭里头
How can I live in such a family
没有想到这个家庭是主摆把你摆在那个地方
You have to believe that it's God who has placed you in that family
那是我们的益处
This is to our profit
那是进到虽然这难环境是叫我们为难
Even though the current circumstances
甚至于我们需要进入死地啊
We even need to enter into death.
啊，你要知道，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
You have to realize if a kernel of wheat do not fall to the ground and die.
若是死了
，but it dies.
就结出许多的子粒。
It will yield many fruit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那这就主对我有一次我在环境上遇到难处的时候了。
One time when I encountered some difficulties,
那就是我所说的话语。
That's what the Lord told me.
那个难处实在是，我实在是，这个是叫我实在受不了。
That difficulty is overwhelming.
那我就想啊，算了，我们台湾呢常常说要摔木碗了，我就把木碗摔掉了。
In Taiwan, we have a word that I will broke the wooden bowl.
不要侍奉主了。
I will stop serving
the Lord. 这个侍奉主太痛苦了。
It is so painful.
太艰难了。
So difficult.
这个就路走不下去了。
I cannot walk on.
那我就不要侍奉主了。
I want to stop serving.
那你不要侍奉主怎么办呢
？Now what do you do?
那我就躺着睡觉。
And I will just sleep.
就睡觉一下子那个睡着了。
I actually fall asleep.
晚饭都没有吃。
I didn't eat dinner.
那么就是个睡着了。
I fall asleep.
那第二天早上醒过来呀、
啊。The second morning.
醒过来之后啊。
The following morning.
那习惯呢是要祷告的。
I woke up and I was having a habit of praying.
虽然这个基督徒，这些基督徒不要做了。
Even though I do not want to.
侍奉主也不要侍奉了。
I do not want to be a Christian.
把木碗也摔掉了。
I have broken my wooden bowl.
但是这个习惯改不过来了。
But the habit we cannot change.
所以一下又跪在窗户前面去了。
I knelt down before the bed and
又在那去祷告去了。
To pray to the Lord.
祷告什么呢
What do I pray?
这气得不得了
I was so angry.
这气还没有消下去了
My anger is still there.
太阳早都落下去了
The sun has gone down.
这个气我还没有消下去了
My anger is still there.
睡了一夜还没有消下去了
After a whole night's sleep is still there.
那祷告什么
What did I pray?
那只有在主面前呢哎就没办法主没办法
I just sighed before the Lord.
那就是在那里发点怨言就是
I was complaining, murmuring before the Lord.
弟兄这边就在这个时候
And at that moment,
主就说到人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？At that time, the Lord says, "What profit a man if he gain the whole world but lose his soul?"
我说主啊，这不是你对我说的话。
I said, "Lord, you're not saying this to me."
这是我传福音对朋友说的。
This is what I preach the gospel and say to others.
对我说，我不是这样一个福音朋友啊。
I'm not a gospel friend.
那么主就给我解释。
But the Lord explained it to me.
人若丧掉生命
If a man lose his life,
必得着生命
will gain a life.
若为着我
For my sake,
很丧掉生命
willing to suffer loss,
就得着生命
you will gain a life.
人若是得着生命
If man gains life,
必丧掉生命
he will lose his life.
那你肯不肯丧掉你生命呢
Are you willing to lose your life?
你赚得全世界
Even if you gain the whole world,
大家都说你好
everybody praises
大家都在捧你
everybody
大家都在那跟着你做
everybody follows
你讲什么我们都一块做
whatever you say we will follow
这好不好呢？
Is this good?
当然这是好了。
Of course it is.
赚到全世界。
You have gained the whole world.
但是你没有想到。
But you never thought.
赔上自己生命。
You have paid your life.
有什么益处呢？
What profit is?
你把你自己生命都赔上去了。
You have paid the price of your life.
主在解释给我解释。
So the Lord explained it.
我里头清楚过来了。
And I started to become.
明白过来。
I understood.
一粒麦子若不落在地里死了。
A wheat of kernel.
仍旧是一粒。
Has to fall to the ground.
若是死了。
If it dies.
就结出许多子粒。
It will produce many fruit.
虽然是丧失了。
Even though you lose.
但是确实得到了。
But you actually gain.
若是你得到全世界的话。
But if you gain the whole world.
结果你把生命就丧失了。
But you lose your life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
所以当主这样安排这样环境那个环境临到我们身上时候、
so、if the Lord is arranging
可能是你所不喜欢的
maybe something you don't
也是你所不愿意的
maybe you're not willing
也是 你好像被别人受了逼迫
maybe you were persecuted
你受了难为
maybe you were hurt
但是要想到主把你摆在那环境里头
you have to think that
你就是那一粒种子
You are just
主是撒种的人
the Lord
主就把你撒在那个环境里头
the Lord has sold you there,
不是为了牺牲
not for the sacrifice,
乃是为了得着
but for gaining,
不是为了在丧失
not for losing,
乃是为了更多的得着
but for gaining more.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so, dear brothers and sisters,
当我们真是要学习功课
we need to learn the lesson,
在各种环境当中
learn in all kinds of circumstances,
顺服主的带领
to obedience,
把自己摆在死的地位上
to put ourselves
知道我们若是不死的话
if we do not die,
生命就长不出来的
our life cannot grow,
若是我们肯死的话
if we are willing to die,
生命就长出来
life will grow.
那么弟兄当然说那 我活着不再是我乃是基督
our brother mentioned that it's no longer I will live,
这是道理
啊
这怎么能够实现出来呢
How can this be lived out?
实现的秘诀就是在我已经与基督同钉十字架
The secret is that I have been crucified
那就是我们的秘诀
That is our
我们肯把自己摆在死地
We're willing to
我们肯在这丧失
We're willing to
我们肯在这牺牲
We're willing to
我们肯在这舍弃自己
We're willing to sacrifice ourselves
就看见说主就从里头活出来了
You see that the Lord himself will be living out
活到不再是我
It's no longer I.
乃是基督在我里头活着。
But Christ lives.
那我到哪里去了呢
？Where am I?
我已经埋起来了。
I'm buried.
我到哪里去了呢
？Where am I?
我已经死掉了。
I'm dead.
所以住在里头活出来。
So the Lord is living out.
弟兄姊妹，在各种环境当中
，in all kinds of circumstances,
主把我们撒在各种的环境里头。
God has placed us, sold us into them.
让我们在主面前学习。顺服
so let's learn to be
接受主所给我们的带领
accepting what the Lord
主这样带领我们有什么益处呢
what profit it
主这样带领我们就是要把国度带进来的
for the sake of
虽然是生活里的点点滴滴小细小的事情
even though those are small matters in our lives
是为了把国度带进来
but for the purpose of uttering
我常常想到我们的一个姊妹
I often remember
她实在是被主、啊、就埋在那个病的里面
She was buried by the Lord, sold into sickness.
她的病到一个地步啊
To such extent,
痛苦非凡呐、啊、
She was so painful.
听见那个知道姊妹那样痛苦
And those who heard about her pain,
连我们的心都痛苦起来了
And even our heart hurts.
但是我们的姊妹
But our
sister, 所表现的
What he
就是那么的刚强，
不
仅话是那么响，那么响，那么声音是那么洪亮。
Her voice is so loud.
那并且，她从来没有发怨言。
She has never complained.
也没有埋怨。
She's never.
也没有说哎呀好痛哦，我吃不消了，怎么也没有。
She never whined.
弟兄姊妹，为什么？
Why?
他从主手里接受
Because she accepted
这是主所量给他的
This is what
这主把他埋在那个病的里面
The Lord has buried her in the sickness
他要再接受这个
And she will accept
当这样伏在主大能手底下的时候
When she submitted to the
mighty
hand of God 到了
时候主就是那高升的
When it's time the Lord will raise her up
所以我们要学习顺服主
So we need to learn to be obedient to the Lord
顺服主安排一个是在 把一那个安排给我们一切的环境都切切顺服。
We shall learn to be obedient to all kinds of circumstances.
弟兄们，让主在我们身上做主。
Let the Lord be the Lord.
让主在我们身上掌权。
Let the Lord reign.
这就活在天国的实际的里面。
That we can live in reality.
若是我们这样学习功课的话，
If we learn
a lesson this way, 达到国度里头去了。
Then we can reach the kingdom.
就慢慢就国度降临了。
Then the kingdom will fall upon us.
国度给我们带下来了。
And the kingdom has been ushered in.
那这是何等的一点荣耀的事情。
What a glorious reality.
就是因为我们受所有人痛苦，这个国度给我们带下来。
Only we suffer little pain, but the kingdom is ushered in.
那你说为什么到现在还没有全，我受那么多苦还没有下来呢？还没进来呢？
Why this kingdom has not arrived?
那这里一点，那里一点，加起来的时候呢？
A little bit here and a bit there.
那么就越过越近，越过越近了。
And everything added together is where the kingdom is near.
达到那个国度，让我们主耶稣在这做王。
Then our Lord
让魔鬼在那猛羞，
让
仇敌在那一点失败，让神的国度能够得到建立。
The kingdom can be established.
到了第十一章。
Now chapter 11.
那就不太好了。
It's not very good.
第十一章讲什么呢？
What does chapter 11
第十一章讲呢，愚昧的牧人。
The foolish shepherd.
这牧人呢，是愚昧的牧人。
The shepherd is foolish.
不是聪明的牧人。
It's not wise.
不是好牧人。
Not good shepherd.
但是愚昧的牧人。
But the foolish shepherd.
这愚昧的牧人呢？
The foolish shepherd
比雇工还不好。
Is even worse than hired labor.
那雇工还比他好一点。
And hired labor is better than
foolish shepherd. 因为这个愚昧的牧人。
Because the shepherd
那这愚昧的牧人是怎样的牧人呢？
What kind of shepherd is he?
这愚昧的牧人呢，他就把羊当作货物一样。
And he treated the flock as something.
那么从在羊身上取利。
And he make a profit.
那把羊卖掉之后呢？
He sold the flock.
那他就说，哎呀，神祝福我，把我做了一笔大的生意啊。
And have made a great transaction.
那你看见我今天多丰富。
See today I have become so wealthy.
那买羊的呢？
And those who
我买的很便宜，买的很便宜，买了这么多羊啊，这花了这么少的钱。
Price,
那也当然感谢主，也是赞美主。
They were praising the Lord.
说这是愚昧的牧人呐、啊。
This is indeed a foolish.
你知道羊是谁吗
？Who are the flock?
就是他说牧羊的弟兄姊妹。
Are the brothers and sisters?
牧羊的神的儿女啊。
The brothers and sisters.
主耶稣，你们要牧羊你们群众，你们牧羊你们的羊。
The Lord says, "You shall shepherd the flock."
我们弟兄也告诉说，主父彼得说要牧养你的羊。
Our brother mentioned the Lord command Peter to shepherd, to pastor the flock.
要牧养你的羊。
Shepherd the flock.
无论是小羊也好
，no matter it's small，
无论是这个病羊也好
，or sick one，
无论是健康的羊也好
，or healthy one，
你要好好在牧养它。
You shall shepherd over
them. 不仅是牧它，还要养它。
Not only raise them, but also feed them.
那你牧呢？虽然牺牲，那睡眠都牺牲了
，even sacrifice your sleep，
那么许许多都是这样牺牲了。
You sacrifice your
own. 但是为了羊的益处啊
，for the benefit of the
flock， 那么你在牧养。把羊啊，羊都
shepherd them,
养的肥又肥又大。
So that they can become strong.
那这个主人让主人很喜悦。
Will bring pressure.
那你的我们的主人谁呀、
啊、？Who is our
我们的主人就是神。
Our master
主就是我们的主人。
Our God is our master.
那若是有这样的牧人呢，来牧养的群羊的时候了
，When a good shepherd is our shepherd in the flock,
非常喜乐。
It will bring joy.
但是这些羊呢，这些牧人呢
，But those shepherds,
他们也不牧养。
They do not
他们吃羊的肉
they eat the flock,
他们卖羊的毛
they sell the womb,
他们就会把羊当作买卖的来卖
they trade the flocks for
当作为了自己利益
for their own benefit,
都是为了自己利益着想
for their own interest,
没有是为了羊为了群羊的
they care nothing about the flock
比如说你们要牧养你们的羊
but the Lord says you shall shepherd the flock of God
不是辖制他们
not to rule over them
来做他们的榜样
But to be a good example.
弟兄姊妹，我们的确，我们都要成为主的牧人。
But the sister, we shall all become the
shepherd. 你说我刚刚蒙恩得救，我怎么成为牧人呢
？You ask, how can I become? Because I'm only
那你刚刚得救可以做小牧人。
But you can become a small shepherd.
那不是大牧人，做小牧人。
Not a big shepherd.
那么还有小牧人，还有什么？我们都要做牧人牧羊的。
We all shall become a shepherd.
那么这样的我们的牧羊，这个我总有比我们还要小一点的。
And there are some younger ones.
那实在没有些比我们没有比我们在想小的呢。
If there's no more smaller than us,
那我们就传福音，把一个羊带进来。
Then we just share the gospel and bring more flock.
那么带进来，不是比我们更小吗？
And then,
那你就有羊的牧羊了。
When you bring people to the Christ, and they will become your flock.
一个好的牧人。
And for this is a good shepherd.
是牧羊群羊的。
Are those who shepherd the flock.
一面为了独立荣耀。
On the one hand, for the glory of God.
一面使群羊都联合在一起。
On the other, to put all the flocks together.
那么合而为一。
And to be in union.
那个和睦同居
and to dwell in peace,
这是何等的
harmony,
何等的好
how beautiful and how good,
但是愚昧的牧人
but the foolish shepherd,
他们只为了自己
they only shepherd
他们不为了群羊
not for the flock,
他们只盼望自己得到利益
they hope to gain interest
不管群羊的损失
they care nothing,
今天多少的牧人
of the flock,
多少的牧人
today many shepherds,
讲到
When they preach,
不是在牧羊啊，是真的羊啊。
They are not shepherding
讲许多东西。
What they preach,
不是青草。
It's not green grass.
讲许多东西都是泥巴。
They are just clay.
地上的事物，
soil,
地上的利益，
food,
世界上的享受，就讲这些世界的好处。
Talking about the benefits
你如果是这样的话，你就可以啊买一个好的汽车。
If you do this, you can buy a good car.
你如果是这样，你要这样天天聚会的话，你房子会买更大一点的房子。
If you come to the meeting
every
week,
那你这个外面就更加兴旺起来了。
Then God will make you prosper.
那就多少说就讲的，当然讲了这大家都好喜欢听啊。
Well, if you preach such things,
但是这个不是青草啊，这个不能叫羊长大的。
This is not grass.
这个你把泥巴给羊吃啊。
This is soil.
天天都是给泥巴给羊吃，不要说不看顾群羊。
You feed them with dust.
也不喂养羊啊。
Only you do not care for them, but you do not feed them.
这是愚昧的牧人。
These are foolish shepherds.
今天多少愚昧的牧人
？Today, how many foolish shepherds?
把羊耽误了。
They treated flocks as something.
为什么今天神的儿女不长大呢？
It's not because God's
children. 为什么我们在那不追求主的国度呢？
It's not because.
为什么我们不但顺服主的带领呢？
Why are we not obedient to God's leading?
那你不要这样做。你照着你自己意思，你愿意怎样做就怎样做了。
He said, "Do not do so. Just do whatever you like."
说好多羊啊。
Many flocks of God.
我的羊啊，就变得越过越软弱。
Many sheep of God become weaker and weaker.
各种的关系越过越远。
And their relationship with God becomes colder and colder.
这样怎么能带进主的国度来呢？
How can we bring in the kingdom?
所以我们必须要做一个聪明的人，也是牧人。
We have to become a wise shepherd.
要做一个好的牧人。
A good shepherd.
要做一个真的牧人。
A real shepherd.
就像诗篇23篇所说的。
Like Psalm 23.
耶和华是我的牧人。
The Lord is my shepherd.
我必不缺乏。
I shall not lack.
主一直给我们做个榜样。
The Lord is our shepherd.
你看见那个牧人多好。
How wonderful is that shepherd.
他带着羊在青草地溪水边。
He leads them to green pastures and by the streams.
带着羊走义路
and leading them on the way of righteousness.
那么虽然经过死荫幽谷
even go through the valley of the shadow of
death, 羊也不害怕
and the sheep will not
因为他知道牧人就在他旁边
because the shepherd is with them,
随时可以在扶持他
and supporting them always,
随时在帮助他
helping them always,
随时在引领他
and leading them always.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是何等好
how wonderful.
这是我们主给我们做的榜样
this is the example our God has set
大卫就写在诗篇上头
it was recorded in Psalm.
做一个好的牧人
a good shepherd,
那个为羊舍命
and dies, gave up his life for the sheep,
盼望那个羊都得了喂养
so that all this flock
这样把我们众人都建立起来
so all has been established,
使我们成为天国之子
to become the sons of the kingdom
带进主的国度来
to usher in the kingdom of heaven
弟兄姊妹今天主的国没有降临
today the kingdom of God has not arrived
我们不能达到主的国度
For us to reach the kingdom,
不能得到主的国度
we cannot gain
没有办法让主的国度没有把主的国度带进来
we cannot usher in the kingdom of God.
那个牧人啊负很大的责任很大的责任
the shepherd has a great,
你不要以为说你不负责任
Do not say you are not
你负很大的责任
you have a great
你不一定是讲道的人
you may not
你可能是教会负责的人
you may be the
你也是负责人你也是牧人
Responsible brother, not a shepherd.
主也把这羊交给你了。
And the Lord has placed his flock under you.
你负什么责任？你为什么不保护这羊呢？你保护你自己，你保护这感情，你没有保护驯羊啊。 你必须要保护群羊。
You have to protect the shepherd.
无论是先知也好，
no matter
prophet, 无论是祭司也好，
or priest,
无论是首领也好，
or leaders,
都要，这是主所使用的牧人呢、啊。
And these are the shepherds.
不要做愚昧的牧人，
do not be a foolish
要做聪明的牧人，
and become a wise shepherd.
不要为了自己利益，
do not do it
要为了主的荣耀，
but for the glory of God,
站在主这一面，
to stand on the
为了主的心意，
God,
心意
God's will,
让主的心意能够成全。
So his will be fulfilled.
请陈安弟兄姊妹，若这样的话，
if so,
教会不是很快的会建立起来吗？
The church will be established sooner.
很多的难处不在于弟兄姊妹软弱，
Many difficulties are not on the brother and sister side,
乃在于我们这些做牧人的愚昧啊。
But those shepherds who are foolish,
我们只为了自己，
we only care for ourselves,
我们不为了群羊啊。
We do not care for the flock,
我们只为了自己利益，
we care for our own
建造自己的房屋，
build our own house,
我们不管神的家，
we care not for the house of God,
我们只为了自己的享受，
we only care for our own comfort,
没有想到主的国度，
our own enjoyment, not the kingdom.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
真是愿意我们中间所有也做牧人的人，
may all of us who are
无论是我们负责人也好，
no matter his responsible
brothers, 无论是我们做祭司也好，
or priests,
无论是我们做这个先知讲道也好，
or preaching,
我们都要顾到神的羊，
we need to care for God's flock,
好让神那个羊被建立起来啊，
so the sheep of God can be established,
成为国度之子，
to become sons, citizens of the kingdom,
带进主的国度了。
Usher in the kingdom,
让主早日得到荣耀，
so the Lord can be glorified,
让仇敌遇见失败，
may the enemy be defeated,
让地上的国成为我主耶稣基督的国，
so the nations of the world can become the,
主要做
啊、the kingdom of our Lord,
直到永永远远，
so let the Lord be the king forever and ever.
到那一天，
until that day,
那不仅是这样，
not only so,
并且像我们弟兄说的，
as our brother,
那就是我们赴羔羊婚宴宴席的时候，
that is the moment we,
让我们看见群羊都穿上光明洁白的细麻衣，
we went to the feast of a wedding, feast of the Lamb.
我们都已经预备好了，
we are all ready,
让我们都被召来赴羔羊婚宴的宴席。
We will all be called to this feast of the wedding.
你知道多少时候吗？
You know when that is?
这个宴席啊，一千年呢。
That feast will last for 1,000 years.
一直享受主的同在。
Always enjoying
the presence of the Lord. 一直享受主的丰富。
Always enjoying the abundance of the Lord.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是国度。
This is the kingdom.
若失去国度的话，
if we lose the kingdom,
那实在何等可惜的。
How pitiful.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我交通到这里。
I'll stop here. Let's have some word of prayer, brothers and sisters. Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
老约翰说：“论到起初，
那
生命之道，
就是
我们所看见，我们所听见，
所
亲眼看见，所亲耳听见的，
那
生命已经传扬出来。
主啊，
我们也做见证，将那与神同在的生命传
扬。
我们感谢你，主啊，老弟兄用他一生的年岁来传扬这个生命。”
Has spent the whole life to preach this life. This word is trustworthy. We can testify for this. We
can accept it. We can accept it. We can accept it. We can accept it. We can accept it. We can accept it. We can
accept it.
We can accept it.丰丰富富的藏在心里面，好叫我们借着这样的路可以彼此教导，彼此心被恩感歌颂神。无论我们可以做什么说什么，我们可以借着十字架的力量，死而复活的能力，
是吧，
能够传扬我们的父的荣耀，见证我们基督所走的路是真的，是真切的，是丰富的，是荣耀的。谢谢你的话语，我今天实在是讲到我们心坎里面，从圣灵就向儿女们里面的深处吹气，是吧，使我们能够改变这个人所有的兴趣，所有的利益， 主啊，包括
May the Lord,
服侍主的
Holy Spirit bring
一切的好处
and renew us,
都放在你的祭坛前面，主啊，
we place everything on the altar,
只有求你的喜悦，主啊，不求人的利益，
to pursue only your pleasure and not the praise of man. Thank you for giving us this fellowship and this word of fellowship. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
主啊，求你祝福这些话，不但我们在这里听，主，你从心中被激动，主，这些话已经种在我们里头，主，你的国要来，主，今天我们在你面前，我们都没有忠心在你面前，所以神的家荒凉，
主，
我们应该要。你要怜悯我们，就让我们听了这些话，我们回去，我们有个心愿在你面前，祝我们天下一切愿意来跟随你，好叫你的国早日来。祝我们感谢赞美你，我们需要你，你来对我们说话。
主，
亲爱的恩主，谢谢你。给我们还有这个机会来听你的话，主，愿你保守这些话，祝福这些话，奉亲爱主名求，
阿门。
Thank you。
主，我们感谢你，我们谢谢你，感谢恩膏的浇灌摆在我们里面。
主啊，
主，我们说我们等候你再来。
主啊，是的。
我们希望你快来。
Amen， 是的。主啊，是的，
你
们是的，主耶稣，
帮助我们，我们的
，Help us，
不要撇下地上的一切，我们的客观事实
是
好难跟随。主啊，让我们不是看环境，
主啊，是
的，主啊，所有你加在我们身上的，在教会里面借的环境借的主，
是的，
那就过很赞美，
主啊，
主啊，知道你是恩典的主，
是
的，你是救我们的主，
啊、
你顾念你的家，
是
的，主啊，你是蛮有能力的主，
赞
不
赞美
主，
赞美主，
哦，主，感谢赞美你，
阿门，
哦，主耶稣，让我们在各样的环境里面仍然仰望我们的主，我们能够说。信心的话，我们能够祷告为了我们自己，为了教会来祷告。
是的，赞美
主耶稣，你的工作一定要成就。
阿门。是的。
哦，主耶稣，真是握住我们，让我们为着我们自己，为着弟兄姊妹，为着神的家来祷告。
是的，是的。
感谢我们耶稣的名。
阿门。
Thank you for giving us your kingdom. By your mercies and grace, we still have time to prepare to enter into the kingdom. We confess that we are not ready. So may you show mercy. Help us to be willing. Get ready to prepare. No matter what conditions we are in.In the kingdom of God.
Amen.
God will have a place. Help us to be a faithful shepherd, a wise shepherd in North America.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for speaking through our own brother. Thank you for your grace. Attract us to the kingdom of God.
把我们的视线从前方
转
到神的家里边，
阿
门。
是，
为什么？让我们也同时做一个牧养别人的人，
阿门。是，
听我们祷告，
阿门。
阿门。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. Please.
Indeed,
you have given us the best shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ.
We
commit our
hearts
to you.
May you shepherd us. And give us the reality of the kingdom of heaven so that we can follow your footsteps to become your likeness and to shepherd those around us.May you give us the light to repent. Speak to our life.
is some conference not gone by in vain. Continue to speak to us. Impress them on our hearts. Impress them into our lives. Lord, we look up to you. So take hold of us. Help our footsteps follow your lead. We look up to you. May you hear our prayer.
Amen.
In Jesus.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the precious Lord. Such a wonderful kingdom. We will turn our head away from this world to turn back to you and to glorify you. To glorify you in your kingdom. Thank you and praise you. Pray in Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you,
given us a heart that desires your
heart.
In the last days, that we desire more of yourself, desire more of your kingdom come, and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And help us to see through the schemes of the enemy and to take up the full armor of God and to resist the enemy and to accomplish everything and stand for. Help us not to pay attention, focus on the things of the world, the difficulties. Help us turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Help us to seek first the kingdom and his righteousness.
And
take up the shield of faith to resist all the firing arrows of the enemy. Turn our hearts back to you, to desire of yourself. May we all become sons of the kingdom of heaven. Thank you.
Amen.
Beloved Father, thank you, praise you. Thank you for revealing the kingdom of our heart. Show us that everything you have measured to us, we need to give thanks to you. That we submit to your power. Mighty arm.
Everything
you have measured up to us, there is no reason that they would come in vain. We give thanks for every circumstance that falls upon us.
Amen.
Our life will get your life. We have to live out to your word, become a good
person,
and to walk on the way and lead others also. May you help us to walk according to the leading of your Spirit. Help us to live out your glorious image when you return, and we can be worthy of your
Come.
Help us to be ready to wait for your coming. And give us the desire. Help us to depend on you in everything. Commit ourselves to you.
Amen.
Praise you sufficient for us. Thank you and praise you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
We
bring the kingdom here. We are all born to this kingdom. You are victorious. You have accomplished everything.
Help
us to have the faith to believe. Lord, help you to help your child to believe. Bring me into the kingdom. So I can be obedient no matter what circumstances I'm in. Because of faith and belief, I can accomplish your will. I can be victorious. Because it's God who has overcome for me.
Amen.
Because of faith, because of obedience,
Lord,
I can have joy in you. Help us to prepare and get ready for the kingdom. Help us to be ready together. That become a worship
Lord, we await upon your return. Lord, you know how much we desire your return, but you delay in order to wait for us to ready ourselves. How can we be worthy of the Lord? Lord, may I see your heart. Help our hearts and turn away from the world to look up to heaven.
To
the glory that you have prepared for us.
Amen.
Because you are a glorious God. And I can do according to the moving of the Spirit. Not mine, not I. I'm a weak vessel. But Lord, thank you for loving me. You want to bring me into your kingdom.
Amen.
Into your overcoming life. Bring me to the life of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to promote me into the likeness of my Lord Jesus. And it is you who are willing. Just think about that. I will become like Lord Jesus. Even though I'm not worthy, but you will accomplish this. You will bring in the kingdom, glory of God. Thank you.
Lord, we are waiting for you. Jesus. 我能盼望我们能够看见我们的恩主，这是巴不得在这一次机会还没有结束之前我们都能遇见我们的恩主。亲爱的主耶稣，就让我们里头能够遇见你，我们何等盼望我们能够亲眼的看见我们的恩主。主，虽然我们是这样的软弱，虽然我们还是满了缺陷，但是我们还是盼望我们看见我们的恩主。看见你我们就喜乐了，等看见你到那一天我们和你合心的日子，到那一天我们和你一同进到荣耀里面，我们是何等的欢喜快乐。主，我们只要能看见我们的主，我们只要能够亲手能摸着我们的恩主耶稣，我们就心满意足了。恩主啊，怜悯我们，求我的恩主，主在我们身上做厉害的工作。主，无论怎样借着怎样的环境，你做工在我们身上，我们都在你的面前，我们愿意把我们交在爱主的手中，让我们今朝依着爱主的缘故，我们把我们全人都交给主，把我们所有一向的年日都交在主的手里头，让主在我们身上做厉害的工作，得着我们，得着每一位弟兄姊妹，让我们众人都有为主得着，都有个心愿，渴慕我们的主，我们愿意看见我们的恩主，我们愿意我们的主早日回来，借你的国度，让地上的国成为我主耶稣基督的国。你在你在那掌权，你在那做王，你在那被高举，我们赞美感谢主，荣耀归给我们恩主，凭我们的祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.